Hello, this recording is on February 20th, 2020. My name is Chris Kester, along with Hannah Cratafil of Team 1 of the University of Dayton's History Department Capstone Arcade Project. I would like to introduce Joan Marquis. Can you state your name for me, please?
Hi, I'm Joan Marquis.
Marquis, excuse me. I would like to start off, first question, with what is your first memory of the arcade?
First memory was the first Christmas I'm aware that it was part of the Renaissance in 1978, and our family went down for the holidays to visit, to have a meal, and to see the Christmas tree in the courthouse square, and just spend a day down there.
Can you expand a little bit about the Christmas activities at the arcade?
Well, at the time there were vendors out in the courtyard, and they had jewelry and candy, things to sell. What we remembered was the wonderful New York style pizza that was there, and we enjoyed that. And there was a Crabtree and Evelyn store where we did some Christmas shopping.
So how long have you been living in Dayton?
Our family moved here from the Youngstown area in 1976.
Perfect. And how often would you go to the arcade?
I became a student at Sinclair in 78, so I passed by it daily and would frequently stop in. Our family would go a few times a year.
Perfect. And where did your family live in the city?
We lived near the Dayton Mall.
Okay.
In Miami Township.
Perfect. So what was your impression of the arcade when you were at Sinclair?
Oh, I was stunned by its the expansiveness and the beauty.
Can you talk about the rotunda?
I had never seen anything like it before, so that was fascinating.
It really was a marvel. So where were your favorite places to go at the arcade, and what stores, the food court? You'd already talked about the New York-style pizza.
Well, Rinaldi's had a bakery in there, which was a hit. Like I say, the Crabtree and Evelyn store that had all kinds of soaps and things was nice. There was an Oriental store near the front, near the 3rd Street exit, and I don't remember the name of it, but every time my brother and sister-in-law came in town, they bought some major thing in there, and my brother would have to figure out a way to get it back to Pittsburgh, so...
Perfect. So would you frequent more when you were originally in 1976 to 1978, or did you go more when you were more of an older adult?
Mostly it was the time between probably 78 and 85.
Perfect. If you don't mind me asking, were you ever married?
Yes.
Okay. And where did your family reside in the city?
In Miami Township.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you were in Miami Township the whole time. Okay.
Well, yeah, at that time.
Perfect. Did you have any kids?
Three.
And would you ever take them to the arcade?
Sure.
How often would you do that?
3 or 4 times a year.
Mainly for Christmas as well?
Always at Christmas, and then when we had visitors, we would take them there.
How busy was the arcade during Christmas time?
Very. There would be singing choirs performing and singing groups and other things. It was very busy.
Now, if you can remember, can you expand about the ethnicities about the people in the arcade? Were they mostly white?
I don't remember.
That's perfectly fine if you don't. Did you ever work at the arcade?
No.
No. What do you remember most about your time spent there?
Just it was usually a time with family or friends. When I graduated from Sinclair, my sister-in-law took me to lunch at the restaurant, that was on the second floor was on the balcony up there. And that was great.
And so that was your, what was your favorite memory?
Of that day, you mean? Or?
Of the arcade itself.
Probably the Christmas times.
I bet. I heard a little bit about the turkeys that were on top of the rotunda. Do you remember anything about that?
No.
I just read an article about
it.
So, what do you think other people thought about the arcade? Did they think it was just as grand as you did?
We encountered a lot of skepticism about going downtown Dayton, which just I didn't ever understand. But there were just people who didn't go down there because they didn't want to go downtown Dayton. So,
do you think people not wanting to go downtown was a reason why there was a decline in the arcade?
I don't know. I don't know. Because I never understood it. It seemed like a silly, well.
You can say all you want in this interview.
A suburban thing.
Do you want to talk about the suburbs for a little bit? Because we had been talking a lot about suburbanization in the city. You were from Miamisburg. What was your opinion of Miamisburg?
Well, we lived in the township by the Dayton Mall, so but our kids went to Miamisburg schools. Yeah, so.
Did you think the suburbs were a good thing for the city?
Well, I think they're essential to one another. You know, I think the suburbs will thrive if the city thrives. And probably vice versa. So it's really nice to see the city perking up a bit.
Speaking of the city, what did you think the arcade meant to the city during this time?
I don't know. We heard a lot of people reminisce about when they used to go, when they were young and their parents would take them downtown shopping and they would go to the arcade and things.
And during the 1970s, when you were going to Sinclair, how was life in Dayton?
I thought it was great. I liked the fact that it was a manageable size city, and is. I could go home after work or school, get ready, change clothes, eat, and get down to a performance at the Victoria or something. It was manageable instead of being a huge city.
What are your thoughts about Dayton now?
The same, only it's better. We have the ball field and the Schuster Center, and I've always loved the Victoria.
I've been to Victoria. I love that, too. Hannah, do you have any more questions?
Did you ask about the apartments?
Yeah, did you ever live in the apartments above the arcade or know anything about them?
No. I lived for 8 years near the Dayton Art Institute in apartments over there, and then I lived in St. Anne's Hill for a number of years. But no, I never lived in the arcade.
Did you know anybody who did?
I did not.
I think that's it. Joan Marquis, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. This is going to conclude our interview, and thank you so much for your time.
Okay, you're welcome.